Screwing around for Mike and Tim. Alrighty, guys. Let's see if you can use any of this.
Thank you. Bring my baby back home.
Aria 54. Music of the future. Thank you.
And I'm screaming in my dreams like it's going in and out of fashion. So put your face on.
Listening to Area 54. It's Area 54 with you, Tim and Mike. Chill show here on 94.7. And that was Thievery Corporation. You know, we're going to have to just play a lot of Thievery, right? They're coming to our neck of the woods, to What the Festival. So that was the title track off the Cosmic Game. Cool track.
They're literally going to be playing in the woods.
You can count on Thievery Corporation's title tracks always to be really cool songs. Kind of spacey, you know, a little bit, not, you know, it's kind of medium tempo stuff. But so their title tracks are always really cool. Marabou State before that did a song called Midas. It's featuring Holly Walker. Yumi Zuma, a song called Yesterday, off their new album, Young Kala. And Mike pulled a song off that. Nice job. What do you think of that album, Mike?
Yeah. It's definitely poppier. And now the guys are singing with her.
Yeah. Oh.
So, it's different.
It is different. It's a little bit more accessible to the pop
more mainstream
radio. Yep. Yeah. Rufus Du Sol before that, this song called Simplicity of Bliss off the album Atlas, and then Chromatics played a song called Lady Night Drive. It's off the album Just Like You, and we started off.
I don't really get that song though, because it's just their old track Lady kind of redone.
It is, isn't it?
They put it on a new album. Nice job, guys.
Well, they didn't feel like it got the attention it deserved.
It's a great song. It is a good song.
Moderat before that, this song, or started off the whole set with a song called Running. It's off their album 3.
I think I told you last time that Rufus had the song that was kind of like their ode to Jean-Michel Jarre, like the old days, you know, like the Oxygen days and stuff. This song kind of has that in there. It has some like old 70s synth
cool
builds in there and changes. I like that. For you guys, for you too young to know, don't listen to the current Jean-Michel Jarre, because it sounds like, you know, Calvin Harris or any of that other EDM stuff that's out there. I'm surprised that he didn't stick with.
Listen to his old stuff, the garage sale chill.
Oh, the thing back when a synthesizer took up a whole room in the guy's castle.
Yeah.
Isn't he like royalty or something in France?
Something like that.
He like made one of his albums in a castle, in his family's castle. So he had the money to buy those synthesizers, which back then were probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he built them himself.
Awesome.
That's when he was like, when you had to move cables around while you're playing live.
He never thought his albums would be in garage sales.
I don't know. I still have mine. I'd never sell those.
Really?
All my Jean-Michel Jarre vinyl? No way. And you can't have it.
I don't want it.
You threw it away?
Yeah, I got rid of it.
I don't believe you.
That's true.
You sold your Mike Oldfield too, didn't you?
I kept Tubular Bells.
Oh, right. Okay. We can go on forever about this stuff, but you guys are welcome to come and look through Tim's garage sale record bins one of these days.
Yeah, you might be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Let's play some more music here. We got Bonobo queued up here. We're going to play a song called Trance. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.